conversation.
This is the next generation of KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman, in for Drex, right here on KGO. And we want to continue the discussion. There are two stories that hit me, and I want to get your reaction to them. One is this. The family of a Muslim boy who was arrested after bringing a homemade clock to school, you remember that whole incident, filed a federal lawsuit Monday against Texas school officials and others, saying the incident violated his 14-year-old boy's civil rights. And there were death threats, and he claims he left the United States because of those threats. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of Ahmed Mohammed, who was arrested at his suburban Dallas high school in September and charged with having brought in a hoax bomb. Now, he says he just brought in a homemade digital clock to school to show his English teacher. I want to ask you first thing, is that a legitimate lawsuit? By the way, he and his family now live in Qatar, so they're not here in the United States. I'm very interested in whether you think this is legitimate. By the way, remember the boy was invited to the White House, met with the president? Okay. Second, and I think equally interesting and controversial, the parents of two Americans killed in attacks in Benghazi say in a lawsuit that Hillary Clinton is responsible for the death of their children. The wrongful death lawsuit against Clinton was filed Monday in federal court in Washington. And what they're trying to do, as near as I can figure this, is to tie Clinton's use of private emails and that server while Secretary of State to the death of the four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. The plaintiffs are Pat Smith of San Diego and Charles Woods of Portland. Their sons, State Department employee Sean Smith and security contractor Tyrone Woods, were among those killed. Now, litigation is relatively common. We all know that. But I want to know how you react to these two lawsuits. First of all, the kid who brought the clock. Are there grounds for a lawsuit? And two, dealing with the question of Benghazi, should Hillary Clinton be subject to a lawsuit? And by the way, do you think it's political, not personal, or do you think it's a combination? 8080810. I will go to Don calling from Salinas. Don, welcome to KGO. Hi, Don.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to speak of the use of litigation on Hillary Clinton over Benghazi. I think this is a fantastic use of litigation. This is exactly what it is, what it should be used for. You know, to people like me, it's very obvious that Hillary Clinton pleaded ignorance and incompetence in this whole Benghazi deal.
Yes.
That she never saw any requests for security and all this stuff. When they get those emails, if somewhere in those emails were a whole bunch of requests for security, and she ignored it, that is gross negligence in the care and safety of people. Because to me, you got that little outpost in Benghazi. It's the most dangerous place of any of the State Department people in the world at the time. And they've sent hundreds of requests for security, and nobody sent them squat.
Yeah, look, those are all legitimate questions. And your point is that these parents should have the right to file this suit. And
yes.
Do you think the motivation is political? Do you think it's political?
I think for the parents, it is not political. It's a quest for the truth, a truth that they already know, but they can't prove because the government has obfuscated any responsibility in this for Hillary Clinton in a very grotesque way. They backhandedly just slapped these people away and said, it's not our problem, and Hillary's not at fault. These people died, and that's it. Like Hillary said, at this point, what difference does it make? You know, everybody shut up and go home. No, that's not the truth.
Well, it's interesting, and you're suggesting this litigation will help to do that. I have to tell you, I have only one concern. If public officials can be sued, it creates a real problem. And if there's negligence, I understand the need. Let's get some reaction to that, Don. A very good call, very thoughtful. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Don, thank you for your call. How do you react to what Don is saying? That if there was negligence, you ought to be able to bring a lawsuit. Is that correct? It's a wrongful death lawsuit against Clinton. And it says, the suit says, and I quote, as a direct result of defendant Clinton's reckless handling of this classified, sensitive information, Islamic terrorists were able to obtain the whereabouts of Ambassador Christopher Stevens, and thus the U.S. State Department and covert and other government operations in Benghazi, Libya, subsequently orchestrated, plan, and execute the now infamous September 11th attack. Is it legitimate? You tell me. Lori, where are you calling from, Lori? I can't see. Tell me where you're calling from.
Cruz.
Oh, delayed.
And unfortunately, my call didn't get through in time before you changed topics. I'd like to step back just a moment and make a comment about background checks on guns.
Be my guest.
Thank you. I'm completely for background checks, but I think there's going to be a problem that nobody's discussing in that mental health is not a black or white issue. It's shades of gray. And what shade is okay and what shade isn't. And I think an unexpected consequence is going to be more untreated people because a lot of military people come back with post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, that's a big problem. You're right. I've had people
their ability to get to keep their guns, they're not going to get help.
Yep. I've had people from the VA on dealing with this question, and they do deal with it, and they talk to us about it. And there's no question there's a deficiency. All right, let's move on to this topic. Go ahead, fire away. Did you have a comment?
Well, on the
Benghazi, right.
Control. Well, I think that if people coming back with post-traumatic stress think that they will lose their right to keep their gun, they're not going to get help. And how are you going to decide what is mental health? Where does it cut off? Is depression enough? Or do you have to be bipolar? I mean, where do you cut this off?
Yep. It's a serious question and one that ought to be addressed. I appreciate your call. Very thoughtful. Because how do you determine it? Let's go to Juliet calling from San Rafael. Juliet, welcome to KGO.
Thank you, John. This is a ridiculous suit. There's no precedent for it. People are serving in very hardship cases. And this was a terrorist attack, and Hillary Clinton had asked, as from what I understand, the State Department had requested more security, and the Congress would not vote it.
Yeah, that's correct. And this is a very important point, that the State Department did request money, and the Republican Congress said no on the grounds that they were trying to economize. And I think you are precisely correct in pointing that out. So if I were a parent and I were going to file a lawsuit, it wouldn't be just against Hillary Clinton. It would be against Congress.
I would think it would be against Congress, and I feel this is politically motivated.
Okay, now let me ask you about the kid. This family of a Muslim boy who was arrested after bringing a homemade clock to school. They filed a federal lawsuit. Do you think that's legitimate?
I think it's overreaction. He got to go to the White House. He got to meet the president. Apologies were made, and I don't know that he should have been, you know, given a lawsuit. I think that's going a little far.
Yeah.
We're too litigious in this society. People sue on anything.
Yep. I think you're right, and the question of litigation becomes really something. I took a fall some years ago on a wet floor at my club. And immediately said, are you going to sue? I said, why am I going to sue? I love the club. I love doing what I do there. It wasn't anybody's fault. But you're right. People do sue for a whole host of reasons. I appreciate your call, Juliet. By the way, this lawsuit will not be resolved over Hillary before the election. But nonetheless, because we're talking about it, and others are too, it certainly casts a shadow. 8080810, 845 here on KGO. Now, I know there are no shadows on our roadways. But it's time for an update, and I know you're standing by for it.